A new report in the online journal Nature says ice loss in parts of Antarctica has accelerated over the past 10 years, despite land temperatures remaining essentially unchanged. NASA climate scientist Jay Swally recently spoke to VOA about rising sea levels before the release of the new information about Antarctica.
Sea level is now going up at the rate of 40 centimeters every 100 years. And that is about twice what we thought it was only about 10 years ago. So even if climate stays the same, it's going to continue with the current rise.
Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth and holds about 90% of the planet's ice. The new Antarctic ice findings, based largely on satellite data, indicates a new source of melting ice and an even greater rise in sea levels.
40 centimeters is a significant amount. A lot of that's coming from melting of small glaciers. Some of it's coming from Greenland, some of it's coming from Antarctica, and a lot of it is coming from the thermal expansion of the ocean as the ocean gets warmer. And both of these factors, the loss in ice primarily and the heating of the ocean, is going to cause sea level to rise at an even faster rate. So we're going to see very definitely more than 40 centimeters. How much, whether it's a meter by the end of the century or 2 meters, we don't know.
The authors of the new report on Antarctica say the melt is probably triggered by little understood changes in the ocean. They add, the information from Antarctica is consistent with what they have been seeing in all other areas with glaciers. Melting faster than previously predicted. Paul Sisko, VOA News.